USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Former President Jimmy Carter will begin receiving hospice care at home. The Carter Center said in a statement that he will no longer seek additional medical intervention with full support from his family and medical team. Last summer, the 98-year-old former commander-in-chief announced that he had melanoma that had spread to his liver and brain. Former President Trump is heading to Ohio.
In a posting to his social media site, Truth Social, former President Trump said he's going to make a trip to East Palestine, Ohio next week. It's the site of a train derailment that led to a massive fire and evacuations of the town. Trump said he's making the trip because the residents of East Palestine are great people who need help now. He also said he hopes President Biden will respond because the people need help. For its part, the White House says it will commit federal resources to East Palestine for as long as it takes. I'm John Schaefer.
Vice President Harris is on the road sending a strong message to Russia.
VP Kamala Harris told the Munich Security Conference on Saturday that the U.S. has examined the evidence and says there's no doubt Russia has committed crimes against humanity.
Think of the images of Bucha, civilians shot in cold blood, their bodies left in the street.
She says the world has seen Russian forces engage in, quote, horrendous atrocities, including acts of murder, torture, and rape. The vice president vowed the Kremlin will be held accountable. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The U.S. response to a recent Chinese surveillance balloon is being called hysterical. That's according to top Chinese diplomat Wang Yi at the annual Munich Security Conference. He reiterated the balloon was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean. It was an unmanned civilian airship that had blown off course. Wang said the U.S. failed to handle the situation calmly and professionally, and the belief that the craft was made for surveillance was absurd. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Former President Donald Trump is looking to get the Access Hollywood tape barred from being used in an upcoming defamation trial. Attorneys for Trump want the 2005 video of him making lewd comments with former Access Hollywood host Billy Bush banned from the lawsuit being brought by writer E. Jean Carroll, saying it's irrelevant and highly prejudicial. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will be hospitalized for a few weeks as he gets treated for clinical depression. Fetterman voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to receive treatment this week. His office said the senator has experienced depression off and on throughout his life, which became severe in recent weeks. Tragedy has hit the Nashville music scene.
Country singer Kelly Pickler's husband, Nashville songwriter Kyle Jacobs, has died from a self-inflicted gunshot. Pickler said she woke up and couldn't find him in their home, but found the upstairs office door locked, at which point she called the police. Jacobs penned songs for Pickler, George Strait, Kelly Clarkson, Randy Travis, among others. Pickler placed sixth in season 5 of American Idol in 2010. The couple was married in 2011. I'm Corey Myers.
The XFL is back. The league kicks off its 10-week regular season today with an agreement with ESPN Disney to broadcast and stream all 43 games. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.